Visiting today with Representative Dale Kerbs of District 26, we just finished our first commission meeting for the drought. Lots of stuff talked about and covered.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of great ideas talking about how to get some immediate relief. The legislative body in this last budget cycle replenished that account. Now, not knowing that we were going to be depleting that account quite so quickly. But glad that the legislative body did do that on the recommendations of the commission and the producers and those that are representing the producers and the farmers. So it's going to be this commission has a big challenge before them. Some of the ideas that were presented upon clean out, which obviously needs to be done in a drought time. I like that. There are some options, wells. Water is an immediate concern. And as we continue in this heat environment or dry environment, I think we're going to see that, just like the commission said, that state's going to get darker and darker in those reds. And so, the $3 million needs to be looked at, in my mind, and what I recommended with the commission was look at your immediate needs, but don't put those long-term on the back burner. Let's keep them right there so that we know and come to the legislative body so that we can understand that more, because we truly don't know what we don't know. And I know that sounds redundant, but it is. I mean, so we need to understand exactly what is an immediate and what is a long term for the producers and the farmers and ranchers out there.
Yeah, you mentioned coming back into session. What could be some additional services that might, that you guys might know about that might benefit the legislative body?
Well, I mean, going back to just like the pond cleanouts on a longer term, things along that line, it's understanding what can we start working with these producers and start getting so that we ease this when this happens again. It's not our first rodeo being in this situation, and it's not going to be our last. So the more we learn from it and are able to mitigate and take care of these problems and preempt some of this, then we can weather that storm further. One of the big things, though, that's different from this drought season versus what we had, back in 2011, is 2011 was more centralized for just our area. And this one is much more on a regional or national level. So what I hear from a lot of the folks is specific on hay and feed and things in a normal market. Let's don't talk about the inflation side, is that they're having to go, instead of just one state over, they're having to go two states over. And then when you talk about the inflation prices, you add that onto the product, the hay or the feed or whatever, and the transportation, which is at an all-time high, it's not feasible for a producer to bring that product to. So they're having to make hard decisions about their herd and delineating the size of their herd. And I hate that any producer has to be in that situation. But we'll get through this. It's absolute challenge. We're Oklahoma strong. We always have been, and keep moving through and working through that process.
Well, everybody mentioned, $3 million, obviously not enough. Do you think as you go back into session, we could see some additional money?
Well, I think that's always a possibility. I don't want to speak on the entire legislative side. 3 million 2 years ago would have went a lot further than 3 million does today's dollars. As we look at that and we see what these costs are and things along that line, I think that is obviously going to be on the forefront of the legislative body as we go back into session.
And we heard like a soft plan. I mean, nothing concrete from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, just kind of throwing out some ideas. What were your thoughts on a couple of things that they suggested?
They had really good ideas. I had a little bit of concern on the cost sharing on the percentages. And so I voiced my concern with that. At the end of the day, if we're talking about a $10,000 project, if somebody's willing to give me 60 to 70% of that, I ought to be able to come back in with that 30 to 40%. While I appreciate the efforts of a 90-10% split, if you can't weather 30%. I think we've got some challenges anyway, because this drought's not going away anytime soon. So we really have to look at that and be able to spread those dollars and get the maximum use of that. I also brought up the CLO. There's a lot of agricultural land that's leased through the CLO. And I get when you talk about trying to put a well or a permanent structure on those properties. I think we need to talk with the CLO and look at them and get them on a commitment from the same, like whatever the determination is on their cost share through this drought commission. I think we reach out to that other agency, and these are improvements that's actually ultimately on their land as a permanent improvement. So let's have them have some skin in the game too. And maybe we can get them to match some of those dollars and cause those dollars to spread even further.
Always important when folks like yourself, we had some senators and other representatives here today. Why is it so important that you guys are at meetings like this?
Because it goes back to that wonderful saying, we don't know what we don't know. There are several senators and representatives that are producers and farmers and ranchers. But there is a majority of, or not a majority, but there is a good faction of those portion that are not. And so we have to be able to explain that in first person to them, because the producer and the rancher that's out in the field doesn't get that opportunity all the time. They're having to take care of the immediate needs, and that's what our job is to be their voice. And so when we come to these kind of meetings, we hear it from all different parts of the states besides just our districts. So when we make those decisions, it only helps us, because at the end of the day, when we make those decisions underneath that dome in the Capitol, we make that decision from border to border. We don't make that decision for just our district. So being able to hear that perspective from all those sides, and the way you do that is you come to these meetings and understand them.
We appreciate you showing up for us today.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always great to visit with you, Casey.